for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is tape two of two tapes of the Thursday evening service of May the 27th, 1993. The Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
You'll notice just what I said. She doesn't see anything good about me. And God said, you keep doing what I told you to do. Love reaps a sure reward. Say it. Love reaps a sure reward. And I went in and wrote it down the 11th day. And when I went in there to write it down, she'd caught up with me. And she'd written down a bunch of stuff like, he changes his underwear every day. He brushes his teeth. He uses deodorant. And I laughed at a good laugh. And I said, she does see something good in me. And we went right down, side by side, 31 days. And you know what? I had been just as negative as she was. I had gotten just as negative. So I learned that the Lord taught me by that every day. I want to give her a thank you or a compliment. When she does the dishes, I say, honey, the house looks nice tonight. Thanks for doing the dishes. I see you vacuum the carpet. That's good. Go and pull out my door. Hey, you rolled my socks. That's great. Boy, the supper's good tonight. Your hair looks nice. You look pretty. You say, Brother West, I came to this camp to hear something spiritual. Honey, you are hearing something spiritual. Walk in the love of God. Thank each other. Compliment each other. Love each other. To be like Jesus, you're going to have to learn how to love. You cast demons out all day, but if you don't obey the word of God, everything's going to come back. And then the Bible says, comfort. One day I went out crying to the Lord again. I said, God, she doesn't have any affection for me. She doesn't want to kiss me. She doesn't want to hold me. She doesn't like me. God said, go be affectionate to her. See, we've heard the golden rule, folks. We just don't apply it. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We changed it and said, others need to do unto others. So God would never listen to my whines. And my self-pity. He'd just say, you go, be affectionate to her. So I remember when I tried it. I put my arm around her. It felt kind of like putting around a tree. I didn't have many feelings. But I did it. Now, folks, feelings grow back like grass in your lawn. They'll grow back. They've been cut off by some bad ornery words and stuff, but they'll grow back. Just obey. So I learned that I needed to go be affectionate to her. And this is men. Wake up, guys. A lot of men have lousy marriages. One of the reasons is they never hug or kiss their wife outside of the bedroom. And so the lady decides, this guy doesn't love me, he's just using me. So that's exactly right. And then pretty soon the men aren't happy and they're complaining, the marriage is bad. And all you'd have to do is plant what you want to reap. You want to reap some comfort, fellas? Sow it in the right place. And you'll reap it in the right place. So I started learning how to go up to her in the hallway or when she's walking by in the hall. We were busy. He said, hey, you look nice today. And I'm gone. Now, I just do enough of that kind of stuff. Not carnal stuff. Affectionate stuff. And then she starts thinking, I think he likes me. And God said, every day, affection, 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 affection. Now, see, I've been doing that for about 6 years now. I'm reaping. And then the Bible says, fellowship. I said, God, she's not interested in anything I do. I wrote a book that's going around the world and it's in 12 different languages. I said, God, she's never even read it. It's just a 32-page book. She hasn't read it. She's not interested. She doesn't want to do this with me. She doesn't want to do that with me. She's just not interested. She doesn't want to do anything I want to do. How many of you think God whined and cried with me and shed crocodile tears and put his arm around me and moped with me? How many of you think he just told me, go plant. Say it. Go plant what you want to reap. He said, go be interested in what she's interested in. She's interested in horses. I said, God, are you sure? Are you sure? I grew up on horses. I like to herd cattle on horses. I like to move cows. I like to do work on horses. Riding a horse around out in the field with no cows to chase, that's not cowboy stuff, folks. So, I would go with her. God said, you do something together every day. You help her do the dishes. You help her set the table. You go shopping for the kids with her. But do something together every day. And if she's not bending your way, you bend her way. Be interested in what she's interested in. You'll start getting fellowship, and you'll be planning what you want to reap. Tenderness. That other thing. That's where we talk with each other. Guys, men talk to get from point A to point B fast. Solutions. Women, they go from point A to C, D, F, G, H, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, to get to B. They like the trip. They like the trip. So the wife wants the husband to know how she feels, and the husband thinks you want a solution. She says, well, Aunt Mabel called, and she said this and this and that. And the husband butts in and says, well, you should have told her this. She says, well, I don't even want to talk to you. And I had to learn to visit with my wife, to let her talk, to listen to her, not to watch television while she's talking to me. By the way, I quit watching television altogether 6 years ago. I don't watch any TV. None. Not even the news. I threw it out. I hate it. I hate television. If you stir me up, I'll get to preaching on television. Trying to be a big, strong warrior for Christ, feeding yourself on the swill of Hollywood? Forget it. Forget it. Gonna come to a deliverance camp, go home, turn on the boob tube? Forget this. You can't mix an icy, cold stream of worldly pollution in with the gospel and come out with anything more than a lukewarm stream. You don't need Hollywood. You don't need all that secular entertainment. God told me if I'd get rid of all that, He'd be my entertainment. Listen, I have a good time now. Tenderness is where we talk to each other. Don't read the paper and say, I hear everything you're saying. Look them in the eye. Or you go to bed at night, you're laying on your pillows. Talk to each other. Talk to each other. See, all of this love stuff is unselfish. You don't want to know what we need to be delivered of? Selfishness. There's all different types of selfishness. I just did a generational deliverance on this one couple, mainly the man, having all kinds of marriage problems, loaded with selfishness. I like deliverance because instead of saying, you are selfish, I can say, wait, there's a bug on your shoulder. Let me get this off. Ah, it's selfishness. I'll get it off. There. I say, thanks, brother. Isn't that a whole lot better than saying, you're a rebel? Yeah. I say, honey, I see rebellion in you. Let me get that out of you. People will accept that. Amen? I work them over, man. I said to this guy, no, there's a lot of selfishness in you. You want to get rid of it? He says, your motive, you're just full of self-gratification. Self-centeredness, self-seeking, self-focus. I get rough with him. Somehow it helps. I don't know. Why? I'll tell stuff to come out of him. Nothing ever will until I go, get out in Jesus' name. I slap him on his stomach. I rip you out in Jesus' name. And then, blam, everything comes out. Talk to each other. Be tender. And then finally, compassion. Compassion is where you use your power to help each other. And I got into that one first because that's the easiest to do. I could do that one when I was mad. I'd go down and help her do the washing. I'd do the dishes. Even if I was in a kind of a cranky mood, I could at least go make myself do something nice, use my power to help her. I quit being a messy slob. I started picking up my stuff. I started being considerate. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives and treat them with respect and consideration so that nothing will hinder your prayers. After 2 years, I got this together really good. Every day, encouragement, comfort, fellowship, tenderness, and compassion. After 2 years, my wife noticed I'd changed. After 8 years, I mean, I learned these lessons over 8 years. And then when she would be mean, I would go out for a prayer walk. And I'd say, you want to change me anymore, God? Did I do anything wrong? I wouldn't hear anything, didn't speak to me. And I said, then I appeal to you. Would you please speak to her? And for the first time after 8 years of correcting me, I came home. She met me at the door and apologized. March 23rd of this year, it had been 12 years since we moved from Nebraska. She called me on the phone in Anderson, Indiana. She said, God spoke to me tonight and said, he called me, my wife, to Nebraska. And he told me it was the absolute perfect place for me to be. I accept it, and I apologize to you for all the years I said it was just you. Jesus said if you'd do that, you'd reap a sure reward. Now my wife gets up at 6 o'clock every morning and goes and prays, growing leaps and bounds in the Lord. I remember when I first started doing this, she didn't want to be in the ministry. She'd say, please, couldn't we just be ranchers? I don't like people. I hate church. I don't want to be in the ministry. And I'd let God change me and change me and change me. And one day she was driving along in the car and she saw nail-pierced hands come down on the heaven with a heart and went right through the windshield and put this broken heart into her. And God spoke to her and said, I'm giving you the heart of an intercessor. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many times in our marriages, folks, the devil's saying, just quit, just throw in the towel, just go on the war path. And folks, we've never gone on a love offensive. We've never got rid of the selfishness. Now, tonight, I'm going to pray that you get healed from the rejection and the criticism and all that kind of stuff. Your hearts are hurting. Many of you were raised in an oppressive home. And this is what I call emotional starvation. When you grow up, and this is the most common bondage that I deal with, probably of all, is people come in and I interview them and I said, did your daddy hug you and kiss you when you're growing up? They say, no. I write down emotional starvation. Did your mother hug you and kiss you? No. If you don't get any encouragement, did they ever tell you you were any good? No. Did they ever go to your ball games with you? Were they ever interested in you? Did they ever give you any fellowship? No. I write down starvation for fellowship. Starvation for comfort. Starvation for encouragement. Did they ever run to you when you fell down and you needed a band-aid on your knee? Did they show you any compassion? No. It's told me to not cry. Starvation for compassion. I tell you, the world is starved for love. And I just come against it and I tell that starvation for that stuff, it's a bondage, it's a chain, it's a wound, it's a knife. And the Holy Spirit knows how to heal the brokenhearted. He knows how to bind up the rips and the wounds. There's all kinds of people tonight that weren't raised in that kind of love. And then they got into a marriage where they didn't get that kind of love. Now they're wondering how they can stand another day of life. I'll tell you how you can stand it. Jesus loves you. Look at Jesus. He is the source of it all. He is liquid love. He'll pour right down into you. He'll pour down over your wounded, broken heart. When I couldn't get it from anybody else, I could always get it straight from heaven, straight from Jesus. And he'd put it into me, and then I could give it out and bring healing in my situations. Hallelujah. Let's move this out of the way, and some men move the pulpit out of the way. And close your eyes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Let's worship the Lord now. Let's worship him. Let me just tell you a little something so you don't get critical. If the Holy Spirit puts anointing in, a lot of times I get fiery anointing in my hands, and sometimes he puts it in my feet, so I usually take off my shoes, and people say, well, that's not scriptural, but they don't know the scriptures very well. Jeremiah said, I have fire in my bones. Jesus appeared in Revelation, saying he had feet burning as if they were in a furnace. And I tell people, don't worry about whether I got fire in my feet or not. Just pray for me that it goes all the way up my legs, would you please, and gets in my head. Amen. We need to all be filled with the fire of God. So I want the anointing going to people. I value and cherish the anointing. And if I get any anointing in my feet, then I want to use that. Amen. And but God's a source. And if we'll praise him, if we'll worship him for a moment now, his presence will come real strongly, real powerfully. Just real soft, quiet worship now. Mainly, folks, I want you to just, maybe we could wait just a moment on the music. We'll use that in just a minute. It'll be handy in just a minute. Folks, just close your eyes and lift your hands up to God right now. Just worship him right now. Just worship him right now. Now, Jesus loves you. And you're worth loving. And somebody loves you. All the obedient people in the body of Christ love you. And if you don't like yourself, it's just the old self. You can put that off. Something bad about yourself, it's just the old self. Say that out loud. It's just the old self. You have a beautiful new self created to be like God in righteousness and holiness. You can put that on. You're worthy of love. Jesus made you worthy of love. Jesus made you worthy of love. Jesus made you worthy of love. Guess what? You can get all those emotional wounds, you'll be able to lose that weight that you so despise. That's the truth. That's the truth. Oh, thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Let's confess our faith in the Lord Jesus so that we start with salvation. There might be somebody here that's not saved. Just repeat this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I need you. I surrender all my good works. I could never earn my way to heaven. I reach out my hand to receive the free gift of eternal life. I receive that. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for all my sins. I turn over control of my life to you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. All right. Now let's just close our eyes a minute. I've got to be real sensitive what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. Just praise Him. Just worship Him. Thank you. There's a lot of different things here. A lot of different subjects covered. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Sedalito lo moshadevine la likotan desheto. Mashademine to lison shenemina. Now put your hands over your hearts, and I'm just going to command, you can just kind of close your eyes. I'm going to command some things here, and if you see some manifestation, I want you to thank God for the moving of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you do, don't get critical. All right, and then we'll lay hands on a few people. Hallelujah. But because there's so many of you, Jesus will go through. He'll lay His own hands on you right now. Now, what I tell to leave, you tell to leave in your heart and in your mind. Agree with me. You agree with what I say. We choose to forgive those people who hurt us. Say that right out loud. We choose to forgive those people who hurt us. They didn't know what they were doing. We forgive them. And we ask you to forgive them, God. In the name of Jesus. All right. That'll get us started. Now I'll just command stuff to leave. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I bind all the foul work of the devil. And I command those spirits of rejection to come out of these people now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every foul spirit of rejection, I bind and break you. In the name of Jesus, you loose these people. Come up and out. In the name of Jesus. Command every spirit of a broken heart, come out! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every spirit that crushes the human spirit, loose them and get out now in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind those spirits of emotional starvation. You loose their hearts. Everything that starved them for encouragement, you come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, folks, you're going to have to let it out. You have to let it out. Some of you are starting to get delivered. You're starting to, tears are starting to come. Don't hold those tears in. Let those tears out. Let them go. Sometimes something has to come out with a scream. I'm not encouraging you to scream. I'm saying you've got to let it out. God is healing you. And it's coming out. You've got to let it out. You've got to let it out. It may feel like you're going to die. Father, I ask you to heal their hearts right now. Heal their hearts right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal their hearts. I command the starvation for comfort. You come out of them. Everything that ever starved them for warm, loving human touch, come out of them now in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, everything that starved them for tender conversation, for somebody to talk to them and care about them, come out of them now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now you're starting to get set free. Many of you are starting to get set free. Let the Holy Spirit do it. Let the hurt come out. Let the hurt come out. See, with it can be lots of anger. Holy Spirit, set us free from both of those things. Sorrow, anger, and self-pity. Wash us. Wash us. Wash us. Wash us. Wash us from all the false responsibility and the false blame where we're saying, where the people are saying it must have been my fault. I bind that false responsibility. Loose them in Jesus' name. I bind that false guilt in Jesus' name. Get out of them in the name of Jesus. I break the power of condemnation. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Every starvation for fellowship, you loose their hearts. Come out of their hearts in Jesus' name. That old starvation for compassion, you get out of their hearts and be gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All right, I'm just going to come against the criticism stuff. Just close your eyes. The Lord's doing some good work. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every foul spirit of criticism that ever injured these people. In the name of Jesus, I command all the arrows and wounds from spirits and others come out of them. All that old criticism that was hurled against them, loose them now. Come out of them now in the name of Jesus. Now, loose them. Come out, all that old criticism. Now you loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Every foul arrow and wound in Jesus' mighty name. Criticism, loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Finding that was hurled against them, get out of them now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not dealing with your sin. We're dealing with what's come against you. Let the Lord heal you. And later we'll be more fixed and we can repent of our own sin. God has mercy on people. A lot of times he wants to heal them before he ever even asks them to repent. He's such a loving God. Somebody. Father, just bless her. Some ladies, help us now. Thank you, Lord. Pray, just pray God heals her heart. Now the Holy Spirit's moving. So thank God for it. And we'll sometimes there's a strong manifestation, but don't let that bother you. We'll keep going. Keep focused on God and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Bring that lady up here. Bring her up to me. Right now, love her, hallelujah, love her and bless her, hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus, praise the name of Jesus. I want to finish this list, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep focused with me now. I command all the injuries from complaining people that were never satisfied, you loose these people in the name of Jesus. All the arrows and wounds from people that complained against them, loose them and be gone. Every foul weapon that came in from a judgmental spirit, get out of them in the name of Jesus. Every foul thing that condemned them, loose them in the name of Jesus. I break every curse over their life. I break every curse of witchcraft. Loose them in Jesus' name. All that insults and all those curses, I break. Loose them now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command every grumbling spirit that came against them, get out of them and be gone. Now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I want those that really, you were really having a strong reaction, come up to the front here. So we can just lay hands on you and just strengthen you a little bit in the Lord. Then we'll all repent. That's okay. And we'll get rid of the arrows in our own quiver. Everybody that you were getting a strong reaction, hon, you come up. You were getting set free. Hallelujah. Stand all the way up to the front here, and some men just come, stand behind them. Okay, you want it. The idea is to get away from the chairs, so get up close enough. I need someone to move this pulpit all the way up here. Yeah, thank you. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, we love these people. We accept them. We receive them. They're wonderful. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. That is the truth. Step up all the way now so you're not, I don't want you to fall back into those chairs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now lift your hands up and worship Jesus. Jesus loves you. Jesus has got the liquid love you need. Poured it right in. Right in. Right in. Right in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God. Now, you want to believe the truth about yourself. Folks, you listen to me up here. And everybody else, if there's anything about yourself you don't like, it's the old self. Say, that's the truth. Say, I can put that off. Say, I have a glorious new self. Created to be like God. In true righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus has made me worthy. I'm worthy to receive love. If people haven't loved me, that's because something was wrong with them. Say, that's the truth. It's not because something was wrong with me. It's because they needed more of Jesus. If they'd have been like Jesus, they'd have loved me. Say, that's the truth. Hallelujah. Now, the truth will set you free. You stop believing everything's your fault. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy of love. Jesus will put your heart, your life back together. Praise the Lord. All right, put one hand over your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, now, folks, pray with me really strong and bless these folks, will you? Stretch out your hands towards them, and we're going to bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we love and accept and bless these dear sisters now in Jesus' mighty name. Satan, you get all the way out of her heart with every one of your evil, old, foul spirits of rejection. Loose her now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now just rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the joy of the oil of joy come on her, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and speak out in tongues. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Fill her with the Spirit. That's right. Just cut loose from the Spirit. That's right. Speak it right out. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Now, folks, you can get a better move of God going here if you give God more glory and if you pray more. If you're spectators, it hinders everything. You got to be participants. These people need help. They need your prayers. You're just sitting there watching. You got the brakes on. Start giving God glory. Be a participant. And everything God does, give Him praise for it. And say, come on, God, do some more. Do some more. Help these people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, heal this broken heart in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Fill them with joy. Fill them with the ability to set themselves in Jesus' mighty name. I command self-hatred to come out of all this audience in the mighty name of Jesus. And out of every person here, I break its power in the name of Jesus. Loose them now. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, heal them. Heal their hearts and heal their minds in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise. Loose her! Come out of her in the name of Jesus! Loose her! I break the power of fire! Get out of all the fire and grief! Loose her, all the heaviness in the name of Jesus! In the mighty name of Jesus! Hallelujah! Heal her heart, Lord! Heal her, fill her with the oil of joy! In the name of Jesus! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Now, every time there's a little manifestation of any kind, immediately give the glory to Jesus. Don't think anything about me or whoever else God is using, but give the credit immediately to Jesus and ask Him to keep pouring out His healing. As you do that, everything begins to increase. The move of God begins to increase in our midst. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Heal my brother's heart in the mighty name. Heal his heart. I just command all that old rejection to come out of him in the name of the Lord Jesus. All that old emotional starvation, you loose it. Now loose his heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Now, it wouldn't be right if we don't repent of a little something. So let's repent. We don't want to throw these old arrows. How many of you know we need to repent? If you need to repent, if you've ever been guilty of being critical, how many of you have ever been guilty of that? Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can step here if you want to. All right, now we want to get rid of our arrows. All right? You can, if you feel like going back to your seat, you can. There might be some people that are, no, you're really critical and you really hurl those things. We might want to lay hands on you, but let's do that for the whole audience now. And I'm going to lead you through a quick generational thing. And when we go vast over those things, you may need to do a little more homework on your own. Because sometimes I've seen people delivered for an hour or 2 hours on one sin when it's generational. They're so full of it. All right, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, we want to be filled with your love. And we ask you to forgive us. And forgive the sins of our mothers and fathers, all the way back to Adam and Eve, for being critical, for being fault finders, for being complainers, for being judgmental, for being condemning, for cursing other people, for being grumblers, and for doing all of that against you. Forgive us. We receive forgiveness. We break those curses now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, now I'm gonna take a block of stuff and I'm going to tell it to leave. And sometimes if people have a real strong reaction on generational deliverance, then you need to break it down in smaller slices. Like five generations or something. And occasionally it can be sliced down another way. Maybe you've been critical of 10 different things, and then you could name off those different things. It'd be another way to get it out. Okay? The idea is if you can't get the buffalo through the door, cut the buffalo in pieces, take him out one piece at a time. Amen? Does that make sense? All right. Well, it's good to repent. It's good to be cleansed. Let's let the Lord do it. Lift your hands up to the Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I bind those foul spirits of criticism, every foul spiritual bondage, demon or any other kind of thing that causes any of us to hurl the arrows of criticism against other people. I bind it from Adam to 100 generations back. Loose the people now. Come out of them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. From Adam and Eve to 50 generations back, I command those foul spirits of criticism, loose them in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, folks, come after that in your own heart and in your own mind. Get out. Loose the people in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose them. Let it out. Just let it out. I know it's there. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I break the power of criticism. You come out of every single one of these people in the name of Jesus. From Adam to 50 generations back, you loose them. From Adam and Eve to now, I break the power of a critical spirit that blinds us to other people's good points. Get all the way out and be gone in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's do one more. We'll do fault finding. Hallelujah. How many people felt something leaving? Lift your hand up. We're getting some manner of deliverance on this. How many? Let me see your hands. All right? Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. The more honest you are, the more you truly repent, the more the Holy Spirit will do it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, we'll do one more. Father, forgive us completely for all that old fault finding. We don't want to be that way. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we command every foul spiritual bondage that causes people to find fault with others and makes them look for those faults. You come out of us from Adam and Eve to 100 generations back in the name of Jesus. Everything that makes us look, find faults. Loose loose the people. Loose them now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. From Adam and Eve to 50 generations back. All that old fault-finding junk, you loose us and you be gone in the name of Jesus. From Adam and Eve to now, every bondage that makes us find fault with others, get out and be gone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, one other thing we all need to do, and that is just to pray good things into our life. So let's lift our hands up. We'll just pray a mass prayer for all of you, and then we'll be done tonight. Hallelujah. Now, we're just it's every bit as important to pray things in as it is cast things out. And if I had to choose between the two, I'd just pray things in. Because praying things in will flush things out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say a big amen. All right, so I'm going to pray and ask God to fill us with all kinds of things that would be the opposite of those things. All right, lift your hands up to heaven and agree with me in the Spirit. Don't repeat this after me, but just agree with me and receive. Father, here we are before your throne. You said if we ask anything according to your will, you'll hear us. So we're going to pray a good prayer that has to be your will. We're confident that you'll hear us and give us what we ask. Now, Father, we want to be filled with the love of Jesus. When we look at people, we want to be able to see every good thing that you've put in their life. So adjust our eyes, heal our eyes, take off the spiritual blinders, and give us those special graces and abilities of the Holy Spirit. Give us the eyes of Jesus to see good things in people. Thank you, Lord. Now we ask you to give us anointings of intercessory prayer so that if there are things wrong with them, we'll be perfecting them instead of tearing them down. We ask you to fill us with anointings to pray, anointings to love, so that we're people perfectors instead of flaw inspectors. And Lord, we ask you to pour out those graces upon us now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Pour in the ability to forgive other people. Hallelujah. Pour in special abilities to encourage other people and to compliment other people and to be interested in them and wash away all selfishness from us, Lord, and fill us with an ability to love other people. Take away all of our self-pity, Lord, and help us to begin to plant what we need to reap in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, since these people were wounded, we pray that you'll make them healers in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you'll fill all of us and especially these so tremendously full of agape love that we have on the breastplate of faith and love, and that we're so busy loving people with the love of Jesus that those arrows of rejection will bounce off of us because we love and we accept other people in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, fill my sister with agape love from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Saturate her with agape love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Fill us all with that totally unselfish love that perfects people and loves even our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, saturate us with us, Lord. Take away our impatience and intolerance and anger. And fill us, Lord, with kindness and goodness and gentleness in the name of Jesus. Faithfulness and mercy and every good fruit in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Give us a great love for those that hurt us and wounded us. And help us, Lord, to be deliverers to them through our prayers and through the love that we sow on them. God, we ask you to heal relationships with parents in the name of Jesus. Heal marriages in the name of Jesus. Heal the relationship with children in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal the relationships between pastors and their congregation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Heal relationships in the name of Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we just claim all these things and believe that you're good and that you hear and answer prayer. Now give God a big old praise offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Now let's just lift our hands. That's a good joy expression. Clapping is an expression of joy, but lifted hands are a better expression of praise. Lift your hands now and lift your voice and tell God you love him. You're glad he cares for you. Thank him for the truths you heard tonight. Give him praise and glory. Let's invite him to invade our lives. We ask you to invade us, Lord. Make us like Jesus. Heal us. Heal their bodies, their minds, our hearts. Take away everything that ever made us reject other people. Fill us with agape love. Heal us completely. Just invade us. Lord, we dedicate this whole week to the honor and glory of Jesus. We pray the mighty anointing of God will come upon every singer and every speaker. We pray that you'll use each of us in the Holy Spirit to love and encourage each other throughout the day. We pray that the conversations at the dinner table, Lord, will glorify you. We grumbling about something, Lord, that we'll encourage the camp hosts as we compliment them, as we encourage them, Lord, with gratitude. Fill us with gratitude in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to give us a super week walking and speaking and living the love of Jesus. And we vow to give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now turn around and give somebody a blessing. Put a blessing on them. Give them a hug. Love them. Bless them. And see you tomorrow morning.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.